Welcome back, everybody, to our deep dive into Pirate Terminal. By now, you guys are probably using the platform to spot patterns in online roulette like it's second nature. But this time, we're going to kick it up a notch. Get ready, because things are about to get seriously mind-bending when we start exploring the possibilities of where this tech could take us.
It really is fascinating to think about. We could be talking about, like, changing how we see the world, even.
All right, I'm all ears. So what's the connection between roulette and, you know, like, these big reality questions?
Well, let's start with something you've probably heard of before. Tesla and his fascination with the numbers 3, 6, and 9.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Didn't he think those numbers were, like, a key to understanding the universe or something?
Exactly. He saw them as, like, these fundamental principles, you know, energy and vibration. Now, think about what Pirate Terminal does. It analyzes all those random roulette outcomes and finds patterns. What if those patterns are, like, resonant frequencies of chance, like what Tesla was talking about?
Whoa. So you're saying Pirate Terminal is like a tuning fork for the universe?
Yeah. It's a pretty interesting thought, right? What if Pirate Terminal is picking up on something that's not random at all, but like a structure hidden within chance?
Okay, now that is wild. But how does that connect to the idea that reality itself is different from what we think?
Okay, so let's talk about simulation theory. Have you heard the idea that our universe could be a giant computer simulation?
Yeah, like the Matrix. When they realize they're all plugged in.
Exactly. And if we are living in a simulation, then even random events are just code right.
You mean like Pirate Terminal could be picking up on the edges of the simulation, like revealing the code that's making those roulette outcomes.
That's the idea. Of course, even without simulation theory, the fact that we can find patterns in roulette at all is huge. It really challenges our ideas about randomness.
So let's break this down a bit. What kind of patterns are we talking about here? What is Pirate Terminal showing us?
Think about fractals, those shapes that repeat at different scales. They seem random, but there's a hidden order to them.
Right, those trippy fractal images. But how does that relate to roulette?
What if Pirate Terminal is finding fractal patterns in roulette? It could mean that reality itself has a fractal nature, even in random events. Like the patterns in roulette are reflections of bigger patterns in the universe.
Wow, that's some deep stuff. We went from betting strategies to the structure of reality.
And there's more. Have you heard of chaos theory? The idea that tiny changes can lead to completely different outcomes, like a butterfly flapping its wings, causing a tornado.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going. So Pirate Terminal is picking up on those tiny initial conditions in each roulette spin, the things that decide the outcome.
You got it. Like, Pirate Terminal is sensitive to those subtle starting points that make things happen.
Man, this is really making me think. And we haven't even talked about quantum mechanics yet.
Right. We'll get to that later. For now, let's take a second and think about what we've learned.
Yeah, I need a minute to process all this. Tesla simulations, fractals, chaos theory. It's a lot to take in.
It is. But it's exciting to think about what it means for how we understand the world. Before we get into quantum mechanics, though, let's talk about something a little closer to home. The human element of Pirate Terminal. It's easy to get caught up in all the, you know, the crazy implications of this technology, but at the end of the day, it all comes back to how it interacts with us, you know, with people.
Exactly. It's not all theoretical. This tool can change how we think and approach things, especially risk.
Yeah, and one of the most interesting things is how it could change gambling itself. Imagine a world where everyone is using data to make decisions instead of, like, hunches or superstition.
So you're saying Pirate Terminal could lead to more responsible gambling?
It's possible. If you take away some of the guessing, Pirate Terminal could help people stay calm and make smarter choices. It's like having your own data analyst right there with you, helping you understand the odds.
I like that. It's about giving people information instead of leaving them to chance. But I'm sure some people are skeptical. Like, what if these patterns are just random and Pirate Terminal is giving people a false sense of confidence?
That's a fair point. And you always have to remember, no system is perfect. But even if the patterns aren't like some kind of secret code, there's something to be said for the psychological impact, like feeling like you have an edge.
You mean the placebo effect, right? Even if it's just in your head, believing you can win can actually make a difference.
Exactly. And that belief can lead to more focus, more discipline, a more strategic approach. It's like the difference between throwing darts randomly and actually aiming for the bullseye.
So even if someone doesn't buy into all the, you know, the deeper stuff, Pirate Terminal can still help them mentally.
For sure. It's about changing your mindset from pure chance to informed decisions.
This is really interesting stuff. Let's zoom out for a second, though, and think about the bigger picture. What does all this say about technology and how it's impacting society?
That's a good question. Pirate Terminal is a perfect example of how technologies like big data and AI are changing how we understand the world. It's making us rethink what's random and what's predictable.
So are you saying we're moving towards a world where AI can see patterns that humans can't, where things we thought were random are actually part of a larger order?
That's what's so exciting, and the implications go way beyond just gambling. Think about finance, weather forecasting, even healthcare.
Whoa, now we're talking about the future. But let's stick with gambling for a minute. How do you think casinos will react to this kind of tech?
It'll be interesting to see how they adapt. They might change the rules of the games, or try to find ways to counter AI insights.
So it'll be like a constant battle, a tech arms race between casinos and platforms like Pirate Terminal.
It could be, and it raises a lot of questions about the future of gambling and how technology will change things. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about for now, though.
We've covered a lot of ground today. Tesla simulations, fractals, chaos theory, even the psychology of belief. What a ride.
It really has been. But through it all, there's this idea that there's more to reality than we see.
And Pirate Terminal is like a secret window into that hidden reality. It makes you question everything you thought you knew about randomness and predictability.
You got it. And the craziest thing is, this is just the beginning. As technology keeps evolving, who knows what other patterns are out there waiting to be discovered?
So our listeners are probably thinking, okay, this is all mind-blowing, but how does it apply to my life? What would you tell them?
I'd say don't just think of Pirate Terminal as a way to win bets. Think of it as a tool to explore these bigger questions. Look for the patterns and think about what they mean. What kind of bigger principles are at play in the universe?
It's like Pirate Terminal's giving us a whole new way to see the world.
Exactly. And maybe what you learn from roulette can be applied to other parts of your life. Like maybe you'll start seeing patterns in your work, your relationships, even your own thoughts.
That's a really interesting thought. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I have one last question for you. If we can find patterns in something as random as roulette, what else could be predictable? What does that say about free will?
That's the big question, isn't it? Philosophers and scientists have been debating that for ages. I don't have the answer. But I think Pirate Terminal is forcing us to ask those questions, to challenge our assumptions, and just embrace the mystery of it all.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder those big questions. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, may the odds be ever in your favor.